All right, we are back. No answer for a trivia question yet. Interesting conversation we've been in. We do have a guest on the phone, Miss Hannah.
Are you on with us, Brother Vessel?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on with us this morning. And if you want, just go ahead and introduce yourself. I know we've had you on before. It's been a while. But go ahead and introduce yourself, and then I would love for you to talk about all that God is doing in Corbin, Kentucky right now. So if you just want to kind of introduce yourself, where you're from, where you do ministry, and then talk about kind of how you got led into coming back to Kentucky for this revival.
Absolutely. It's a privilege for me to be on. Thank you for having me. I am originally from South Africa. I was born in Johannesburg in South Africa. I've got a church that I've planted there 7 years ago. I'm mainly an evangelist. I traveled the world. We've reached 80 nations of the world. And when the Lord asked me to return to America this time, I was invited to a church in Corbin, Kentucky, that has prayed for 15 months for revival. Wow. They were believing God for a move of His Spirit, and I was scheduled to be there for 3 days, and it ended up in 9 weeks already.
Wow.
Yep.
Awesome. So this actually kind of happens. Did this happen kind of spontaneously with you being invited to this church? Like, how did you get connected with the church in Corbin?
I'm connected to the church for the last 6 years. I've been preaching here multiple times.
Awesome.
Maybe four times a year.
Oh, okay. And they've been praying for revival.
They've been praying for revival for 15 months, non-end, every day. Every day. Came together in church, seeking the face of God for revival for the area. And as I said, I was scheduled there for 3 days, and then it ended up 9 weeks and still going every night.
Wow. So did you say that it's been 9 days or 9 weeks?
9 weeks.
Wow.
9 weeks of revival.
Wow. So what are some of the things that, as you've been in this revival, what's going on? What's the Lord doing? What's some things that the Lord's been teaching and bringing about here?
Well, the Bible says that the glory is going to be greater than the former, and we've seen a greater glory that the Lord has been releasing on His people. I mean, the power of God that is hitting this place every night, words cannot explain it. How many people has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, has received healings. We've seen deaf ears opening up, blind eyes. We've had doctors report. There was a great testimony. There's a man that has his leg was crushed, and they couldn't do anything for him anymore. He was scheduled for an amputation. Now, he went to the doctors. He went to see three different doctors, and then all three of them gave the same diagnosis. The leg needs to come off. They already made a prosthetic leg for him.
Wow.
To be fitted, and he came to the meeting, and Jesus healed him. So powerfully that he went back, and three doctors confirmed they cannot find anything wrong with the leg. The leg that was crushed inside has got now a brand new bone. There's so many. We've seen miracles last night again. We've had testimonies of cancers, of kidney diseases being healed. There's just so much that the Lord has been doing. And as I said, I believe what the Lord is doing in these moments is just releasing that greater glory, which the Bible says will happen.
Wow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That is awesome. That is so amazing to hear. And
yeah. And
I think that it's important for us to share these testimonies, with each other and to stir each other's faith up, because, I mean, you know this if you're traveling and you are operating in, the signs and the miracles and the wonders. Like, the Lord's wanting to invade. He's wanting His kingdom to come, and for people, unbelievers, it says, the signs are for them to believe. The miracles are for the unbelievers to believe, to be a sign to them of the kingdom coming. So how have you kind of seen that play out? How have you seen, like, maybe the revival coming in to an area, maybe unbelievers coming to know, but also how has it affected the believers? How have you seen it kind of stir the ones maybe that have been stuck in more of religion and the ones who maybe they've been a part of the church, but they needed yeah. this to kind of wake them up.
Yeah, so we've seen that it's, you know, the changes are radical that you can see it on people's faces. When you see people start to grow, you know that they had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. And there's so many different testimonies of people coming out that say they have been stuck in religion. You know, they didn't know the power of God. And everything has changed. If you see all the tears every single night, it's not just tears of sadness, tears of joy because of people now receiving this beautiful gift of the Holy Ghost and the power of God mm-hmm. that they've missed out most of their lives. That's just awesome to see. And we see this every single night.
Amen. Amen. And so is there anything else, any other examples, any other stories from this revival, but also if you have anything, it doesn't have to be exclusive to this revival that's going on right now. If you have any other, you know, things that the Lord has been doing in your ministry, you can share those as well too, either before you came back to Kentucky, even in South Africa as well.
Yeah, so it's the same thing in South Africa in our church and back in South Africa. We've really established a, if I can call it, a habitation for the Lord. And, you know, the Lord has been moving in South Africa so powerfully in our meetings, so many testimonies and healings and the miraculous. When I came to America, just before I started in Kentucky, I was a week long in Georgia, where we've seen such tremendous miracles. There was a woman that was in an accident with an 18-wheeler truck, and it basically crushed the spine. She was not supposed to live. And she came in a wheelchair to the service, but when she got to the church, she says she refused to go into the church with a wheelchair, and she believes that the Lord's going to heal her. And she got out of the wheelchair outside already, started walking in, and then the Lord started healing everything else while she was inside. I really believe what the Lord is doing in our ministry in this moment is increase of the glory. My heart's desire has been always that I can display His power to my generation. You know, not just a people that, you know, go to church and have this casual Christianity, but to be challenged and changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And it's happening all over the world more and more. I believe that there is a renewed interest, if I might say it in that way, of the Holy Spirit, where it's almost like He's reintroducing Himself to the true church.
Wow. I love that. No casual Christianity, an increase of the glory. And it leads me to another question too. I always think about this, you know, with ministers coming from overseas and, you know, just knowing how things tend to be or how things have been in the church, you know, being someone in Kentucky in the U.S., how do you see the differences between, you know, do you feel a difference in the atmosphere, difference in, you know, these miracles, signs, wonders in South Africa versus the U.S. versus even Kentucky? Are you noticing any differences?
I will have to say that this is my 10th trip to the USA, and I think this is one of the best trips that I've ever had, especially when you look at the hunger. There's a hunger in the USA. The Lord is not done with this great country. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of what we're about to see in this nation. And so the hunger that there is in America now is, for me, supernatural. There's such a pulling. People pull so much on the miraculous. And so I really think that this time in America, the miracles is, I think it supersedes those in South Africa.
Wow.
This is Aaron here. I want to ask a question. So in the midst of what God's doing and the pouring out and everything like that, and praise God for all of that. It's amazing. I love to hear it. Do you see God raising up other people in the midst of this and like that, and that equipping and that empowerment and that anointing on other people to arise? What's that like for you as kind of, you know, maybe one of the ones leading this, what God's doing, but also raising up those who carry this torch into other places and other parts?
Well, I've absolutely seen an increase in a hunger for that, for people that would approach us and say, I need somebody that can help me. I want to do what you do, you know. And, you know, I've been taking a lot of time, especially in this revival with importation, to impart to people, to go and take that same power to the cities, to the towns. And the Lord is definitely raising up a people, but I believe a people that is raising up in this moment is going to be different. It's going to be a nameless, faceless generation, if I might say it in that way. It's not going to be people that want to be seen for themselves, but it's people that wants to make His name great. And, you know, God is looking at our hearts, and He's finding a people. I really believe a people that would supersede the move of God that we've had in the history of the world.
Amen. Amen.
So what's the word of the Lord for your that He's just birthing in you? We've heard the testimonies. We're hearing what God's doing, and we give God praise with you for that. But what's the word the Lord just has in your heart and your spirit for this hour?
Well, I believe in this hour, His word is this, that make sure that you are filled with oil, because He's coming back in glory, and He's coming back for a glorious church, a church without spot and wrinkle. I believe that very soon we're going to see the King of Glory breaking through the eastern sky, and there's no more time for getting right. We have to be right, live right, and be filled with the oil of God, and to reach as many people as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So, go ahead.
Oh, we did have a listener chime in about South Africa, and they were asking about, you know, persecution and other genocide that was happening. So do you know any,
yes,
do you have updates on any of that or any certain ways that we can pray?
I do. I would say this, that there's a lot that the media does not show. It is brutal what's happening in South Africa, the persecution. Me being a white Afrikaans person, I can say there is more than 140 race-based laws against white people. White people do not get jobs. They're being discriminated against and being butchered. Our farmers, not just our farmers, South Africa is a cesspool of crime. It is. They reckon we are the most dangerous nation in the world. Our police is corrupt. Our army is almost non-existent. There's no law and order in our nation. We've got people in our governments with stadiums full of people, like 100,000 plus people, chanting to kill the white man, to kill the boer, to kill the farmer, without any repercussions. If a white man does the same thing, the white man would be in prison immediately. And then, by the way, maybe this is a subject that I'm not supposed to touch on, but in South Africa, we do not have the right to defend ourselves with weapons, with guns. They disarmed us. The moment they disarmed South Africans, our problem started. So if you defend yourself, most of the times that you are in trouble. I had this story on the news just now of a white man that defended himself against two attackers in his house. 9 years ago, he shot one dead. He's up for trial, and they persecute him for defending himself.
Wow.
So it is brutal what's going on in South Africa. Sometimes it's so severe that some of our farmers are being burned with hot water, some of the babies being placed in ovens. It's stuff that the media doesn't want to show, absolutely, and it's a disgrace of what's happening in South Africa, and I'm so thankful for what's busy happening as the Lord is busy exposing the wickedness. Our politicians are so corrupt. Every time they get money or funding from nations overseas, it's being looted and stolen. There's nothing concrete that our government has built in the last 30, 35 years. So we really need to pray for the protection of the people in South Africa, for a shifting and a shaking in the government, and for the world to open up their eyes and to see the truth.
Amen. Yes, we will definitely. I'm glad that listener brought that up so that we can be praying for South Africa specifically. But what about, you know, as far as, you know, your freedom to worship the Lord and for Christians, you know, followers of Christ, as you all are in South Africa, is there any anything that we can be praying for the Church of Jesus Christ that's in South Africa?
Well, I'll be thankful that the Church of South Africa can come together without being persecuted. Our problem is, our persecution is different. You being robbed, having church services. We've had pastors being shot and killed for a couple of cell phones. So we are praying for the protection of God's people, of churches. Age of protection, that the Lord will release angels over churches. It was like the last couple of months has been crazy, especially when it came to church services. Our people are being robbed in our services. So yeah, we can pray for protection about that.
Amen. Yeah, because I'm sure that is a different form of persecution, because there's, a natural fear that would come along with, you know, coming to a place of worship and fearing what's going on in your culture, what's going on in your community. I can't imagine that. And it puts in perspective those of us who are blessed here in the U.S. and in Kentucky, in rural areas, that, you know, maybe crime rate is a lot lower. So we'll definitely be praying with you all in that. How does it feel? How do you like Kentucky? How do you like visiting Kentucky versus, you know?
Oh, I love it.
You love it? I'm sure you love that aspect of
it. South Africa.
What'd you say?
Any place is better than South Africa.
Well, I figured that. Now, what about Kentucky compared to some other places you've been in the U.S.?
Well, we love Florida. Florida, I think it's where our heart is.
Amen.
We love the sun. It's a wonderful place.
It's beautiful.
What about Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Oh, that's nice too.
It's our contribution to the world. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, amen.
Thank you so much for coming on and updating us on what's going on in Corbin and what's going on in South Africa. We're going to be praying into that for with you guys. Now, how can they find out more information concerning the revival in Corbin and about the ministry God has placed you in?
Well, they can go onto our website, which is wdbm.org, or they can find me on all the social media platforms to get all the info.
All right. Well, Brother Vessel, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning. We're praying for the glory of God to continue to pour down. And as the Lord sat down on Mount Sinai, we pray the Lord sits down there in Corbin and just to continue to outpour the Spirit of God. Amen.
And in South Africa.
Thank you,
for that violence to come to an end in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Bless you. Thank you. You guys too.
All right. Well, sounds like some amazing things happening there in Corbin, and we will be praying into what's going on there in South Africa. And so, great interview. Enjoyed that. It's always refreshing and encouraging to hear how the Spirit of God is pouring out in regions and even just a couple hours down the road from us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.